Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Riley.
One really shocking story we're here to tell you about tonight that I just think is kind of hilarious. And also kind of sad, because I just, there are lots of things that I think about the whole transgender thing. And one thing I think is that some people really do feel that they are not supposed to be a man, they're supposed to be a woman, and then they do things that help them feel better about that. But I just, sometimes there's stuff that is being used under the auspices of that that is absolutely insane, and I don't believe, it's just so obvious to me that there's just something very wrong with this person, and they need like a holistic doctor to look at them and help them out. And in this case, I think it's one of those. It's like the people who want to be cats and they somehow think that they're the same exact thing as a transgender person. That's just like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I tend to think that if people want to be transgender, they're going to be transgender, but at the same time, it's not the government's responsibility or my responsibility to fund their surgery.
Yeah, and that has to do with like any surgery.
Yeah, and that being said, I agree with you, Bonnie, that, you know, some people really need to be a woman in a man's body or trans woman or whatever, and some people are just trying to fit in because they're not sure about themselves. They don't know what they are or who they are. And
there's probably a lot of that. Trying to fit in and be cool.
I don't even understand identifying as a different thing because gender roles are they're made up. None of that is real. Mm-hmm. Like, you as an individual person are not defined by what is in your pants. Mm-hmm. And so I don't understand how that works. I don't get it. Like, I just feel like Lori.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. Like, I can kind of understand. I mean, I can't fully understand is what I actually meant to say, but I can kind of see it in a way, because like, to me, like, everything feminine is just so much more fun than being a man.
But you could be a man and like all those things still.
Yeah, that's
some people
true.
Are.
You could
I
wear
like
makeup.
Many things.
You could wear dresses. You can, you know, any of that. It's all made up. None of it is real.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want. Be anything you want.
Which is why I think that like transgenderism is valid, like going from one to the other. But I think it's not valid to be like, I'm a cat, obviously. And then it's like also not really valid to be like, I have a penis and a vagina, which is what this man is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just like, there's no one who normally has a penis and vagina. Well,
I guess there are some.
Like, intersex people, but like things don't both work, right? They're not like both fully functional and stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing about transgender people is they don't have full functioning penises or vaginas. They're surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to behave the same way. So it's sad that this person wants this. And it's also even worse how they want to fund it.
Yeah. I mean, that is obviously the biggest part, is that no one else should be paying for anyone else's surgery, period. But the other thing is, I mean, are you identifying as an intersex person, and why? Like, what would actually be like part of your soul? I should have been born intersex. I'm pretty sure most people who were born that way, it's a big burden to them, and they have to like choose. They always choose one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
They don't just go around being intersex.
Even if you identify as, I feel like a man and a woman, it doesn't mean that you need both sets of genitalia.
Right. Like, most trans people actually, like, say male to female, they don't get the surgery. Most of them don't, because they just want to live their lives a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they want to go destroy their organs.
Right.
So that's why I find a little weird about this one. So do you have that story for us from Canada, Lori?
Yeah, this is from nationalpost.com. Ontario resident who wants both a vagina and penis wins public funding for unique surgery. A court has ruled Ontario must pay for penis-sparing vaginoplasty for a person who identifies as neither fully female nor fully male.
How will they even fit it down there? Penis-sparing vaginoplasty.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Side by side? I don't know. Like,
one on top of the other?
Yeah. Side by side would be weird to have to be like off to the side.
I'm actually really confused too, because I thought that they have to use basically part of the penis in order to make the new vagina.
I thought so too.
So how, what are they going to do? Just like cut a hole?
I guess.
I have no idea. And
I wonder if this will
get why should the city have to pay for that? It's just, that's ridiculous.
It's crazy, yeah, that it's your neighbors should ridiculous have to pay that, for penis
it's ridiculous
sparing vagina
that
plasty.
We're forcing people. And that's what government is forcing people to pay for something.
Or even penis taking vaginoplasty. I shouldn't have to pay for anybody's transition.
Right.
There are like medical groups. I don't have insurance either, but mm-hmm. there's a medical group I was subscribing to. You have like a subscription. You pay $70 a month and you can just go see your doctor as much as you want.
Nice.
Yeah. That sounds really, really, really nice.
Yeah, it's right here in Keene.
Oh, are you talking about? Yeah, okay, you pay them that much uh-huh. money. Yeah, I actually was part of them too, and they were letting, I don't know if you're talking about the same one, but the one I went to called Monarca Healthcare.
Yeah, that's who I went to.
They also accept cryptocurrency, which is mm-hmm. really cool.
Yep, they accept crypto.
I need to contact these people and get decent healthcare.
I will totally do that with you off there.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
And these people, the people that Lori is referring to here in Keene, New Hampshire, they purposely do not take insurance mm-hmm. because it makes life so much easier for them and is cost effective for them.
And they were great.
Mm-hmm. They are really great. And we're not even like sponsored by them or anything, but Ian and I went to them for a long time. I'm going to cancel my thing with them right soon because it's just like I keep forgetting to pay it and then I feel bad. And it's like I don't need to go to the doctor, honestly, like for yeah. almost any reason. I mostly just wanted to support the people that are taking crypto and also try out this, like, I don't even know what you call it, just like no insurance primary health care people.
Yeah.
I never really had that before, but I think I'm going to cancel it because I don't know, I don't need it. I'm just going to eat right. And if I get in an accident, I'm not going to go to them anyway. I'd go to the emergency room. So,
They're useful if you have like an issue that you need addressed.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then you can subscribe to their services for a while, get your issues addressed, and then go about your life.
Yeah. The other thing I've been going to is a, chiropractor. And I think that's just going to solve so many problems for me. Like my back is already hurting a lot less. It barely seems like he's doing anything. Then I leave and I'm having these crazy like nerve feelings all over. And then like I feel different.
Hmm.
It's so weird. Like the day after I have these things, I'm like telling people, like my friends I'm talking to, I'm like, it's like not really pain. I just have this strange feeling like somebody's touching me when no one's touching me. And I think it's my nerves adjusting. It's so crazy and so cool. And that's something that like the, oh man, I can't remember what they're called, but the evil government group of doctors who came together to say like what you can and can't do as medicine in America, they did not want chiropractors to be allowed to be involved at all. And chiropractors really had to fight for themselves to be included at all. And they made themselves a pretty sweet deal where they're able to operate, but they're also not really as restricted as medical doctors or like just regular medical doctors. But then there's tons of other types of healthcare providers that are just seen as quackery and they're not allowed in this group. I can't remember what it's called right now. It's like it's not the ADA. It's like AML, something like that. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's like the American, just we decide what is and isn't right way to do medicine. So stupid.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called either.
Did you know what I'm referring to?
Vaguely, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Like people who like do energy healing, which is absolutely valid. And we know that now. It's not just like, oh, well, the Chinese used to do it. Like that's absolutely like that's valid in my opinion. But now with like quantum physics, we know that energy healing is actually completely scientific and valid. But they're completely kept out of the game.
So the scientific community would contest that and say that, no, it's not valid because there's no peer review work on it. And
that's so stupid.
Who cares? Yeah. If I want to go and have energy healing done, is it going to hurt me?
No.
So then why do they care?
I agree with you.
And even if it is, that's my choice. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is still your choice.
Right. So who cares? Why can't I just choose who I go to see for my medical care?
Right. And if you want to do an ayahuasca ceremony or two, who's right is that to stop you?
Yeah. No one else has the right to stop you from doing that. And as long as you're not asking them for money for it, it should be fine. And that's how I feel about basically every single issue is like, people should be able to do with their lives whatever they want if it's not hurting anyone else. And I wish that more people felt that way. And I think a lot of people think that they feel that way. Like, oh, of course I agree with that. Of course I agree that you should be able to do whatever you want as long as it's not hurting anyone else. But they don't think about these systems we have in place. They're just not thinking about it because it doesn't affect them daily. Like just like the police in general, what they do, road rules even. these things that restrict doctors and other businesses, they don't think about how when you're taking money from other people to control how they live their lives, you're actually not living up to that "oh, live and let live" attitude that most Americans, I think they have. It's really annoying and interesting. And when you start looking at a story like this, it makes it more obvious to you. Well, I think we already basically commented that we think that is not right. To steal from your neighbors to give yourself a vaginoplasty where you preserve your penis. No real reason for people, your neighbors and friends, to pay for that for you.
If you want one, knock yourself out. But
right. Knock yourself out.
Do whatever you want to your body. Don't make me pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
This next story we have here from USAtoday.com says residents of this state pay $987,117 in lifetime taxes. So that's very close to $1 million. And it says, guess which one. I wish I would have made myself guess, but I just like went through the article and I was like, oh, of course it's this one. It's New Jersey.
Gee, I wonder if anyone has been paying attention to freedom in the 50 states. And it seems like New Jersey is like at the bottom of the list, near the bottom of the list.
Do you know?
I don't know exactly. I just know it's near the bottom of the list.
I'll pull it up while we're talking about this. I definitely think it's near the bottom as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right here it says 47.
Oh, wow.
Overall
the
freedom.
The 47th freest state in the United States. So at the bottom of the list, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to go there so bad and live. All those crazy taxes, all those governments trying to rule your life. Sounds like a life from... Oh, wait. I moved to New Hampshire because I don't like that.
Yeah. And they pay the most taxes. I wonder if they pay or have twice as good of a quality of life for these twice as high taxes as everyone else. I really doubt it.
Of course they do, Bonnie. They're the greatest place on earth. Don't you just see everybody flocking there?
I remember one time driving
from being sarcastic.
Massachusetts to Pennsylvania. And you know when you go into New Jersey because the road goes from fine to terrible.
Wow.
And then
wow, that's crazy.
Fine again.
From which state to?
From Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, so when you go through New Jersey on that trip, the highway is awful.
Wow. Usually, like, states make a point to have their nicest part of their highways and the entering. Those people don't even care. You know,
this was a long time ago. Maybe it's nice now, but
like the crappiest parts will be, you know, when you're exiting the state, they pay less attention to that. That's what my dad always pointed that out when I was a kid.
Being government, you don't have to have a good road. You just have to have a road.
What do they care about their reputation? You know,
yeah, they have nothing to lose.
Isn't it supposed to pay for the roads, though? All those tax dollars?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Right. Who would build the roads?
Yeah. Who's going to build the roads?
I mean, I guess they built it. They just didn't take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't even probably build it. They had some third party build it.
Right.
Well, it's what government does. They hire out these third parties to build the roads, and they say, see, we built a road for you. We don't have to maintain it or anything. Isn't it great?
So this was published on the 11th, so about 6 days ago, but it says, with tax day approaching, which is usually the 15th, I think.
Yeah, so tax day was...
Monday,
yeah.
So with tax day approaching, here's a sobering thought. The average American pays $524,625 in taxes in their lifetime.
Wow, half a million dollars. Half a million dollars, Mr. and Mrs. America, are stolen from you at gunpoint.
Yep, and that's exactly what it is. If you don't pay it, you might find that out. The report also ranks states on lifetime tax costs. And if you live in the Northeast, you may want to sit down for this. New Jersey residents pay $987,117 in lifetime taxes, the analysis found. The highest tab in the nation. Washington, D.C. comes second with a lifetime tax burden of $884,820.
Why do people want to live in these tax hellholes?
I can't understand why.
I can't understand it either. What's
New Jersey?
What's the lure here? Why do people want to live in such terrifyingly tax-heavy places?
I've never heard of anyone being like, I would love to move to New Jersey.
Seriously, I've never heard of that either.
I haven't either. I mean...
Our good friend and co-hosts of Sometimes, Christopher Wade, who's Mr. Penguin, he is from New Jersey, and everything he tells me about it, I'm like, wow, it just sounds worse and worse.
Yeah,
and worse.
I'm sure he's so glad he left that place.
And they say water, like, water. Like, yeah. I was like, hey, Chris, what is this? And I held up some water because we went to Chicago, and I could talk about that in a bit. But I was like, hey, Chris, what do you call this? And he was like, water? We do have a caller on the line. I want to get straight to him because I know he's calling from Australia, right? Jeremy?
Hello, Jeremy from Australia. I've got SIP. I hope I'm sounding better than I was.
You're sounding great.
Yeah, thank you for calling on the SIP line. Sounds really good.
Am I right there in the studio with you?
It sounds like you are.
It does sound like it.
Fantastic.
Welcome to New Hampshire.
TikTok. Thank you. So the TikTok we've got from, it was 215 followers when I took it over, and now it's over 6,000. Trying to get it to 10,000.
Excellent.
But I actually called. I was wanting Bonnie to respond to a comment that was made. There was one of the videos was Bonnie talking about the guards at the prison stopping her from visiting Ian for a month, which ended up getting overturned, I know. Mm-hmm. But somebody commented, she's angry at the system for going through this. Perhaps she should be angry with her partner for breaking the law.
Wow. So terrible. Oh, some people are so cucked by the government. That's so disgusting. Honestly, it's just like, this is what I would say to that person. You break tons of laws daily, and there's no way for you to possibly know if you're breaking law at any given time. There are too many laws in the United States for any one person to possibly know them all. When you drive down the street, you probably break a few laws.
You're probably committing 3 felonies a day.
No, it was 5. There was this book written that was saying that the average person commits 5 felonies a day.
Wow.
It might be 3. No, now you've got me confused. Or not confused, but questioning
myself.
I think
it was 3.
Okay.
I'm going to read it.
Either way, 3 felonies a day. And that's an old book. For all we know now, it could be like up to 10 because they don't take away laws. They keep adding them.
They want to make everybody criminals, and so they can come after them easier.
Aren't there more laws than any one person could read in an entire lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. So beyond that, beyond not knowing if you broke a law or not, this thing that they convicted my husband of doing was not something that is morally wrong and shouldn't be a law. So I'm not mad at him for
not
doing
only that,
something.
Didn't he get legal advice that it wasn't
right
against the law?
He did. He got legal advice from, I can't remember what it is, some kind of financial commission, government bureaucrats in New Hampshire. And they said, we don't regulate that.
It wasn't just a lawyer that he hired. It was a government agent?
2 separate ones. There was a lawyer that he hired that said he looked at it and he believed that he was following the law. And another lawyer, and then the other thing was a group, a commission in New Hampshire that said, yeah, we don't regulate that. But of course, that's the New Hampshire laws. But for one thing, things that aren't given to the government, the federal government, to make laws on in the Constitution are given to the states. And I don't think that the government, the prosecution, actually proved that the federal government has any right to tell Ian what he can and can't do with cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency wasn't invented back then. And I think that the commission here in New Hampshire had it right when they said that selling cryptocurrency out of a Bitcoin vending machine is no different than selling candy bars out of a Bitcoin vending machine.
I'd agree with that point. And it's just really sad that these government bureaucrats think the federal government trumps the state government, and it should be the exact opposite.
Right. Actually, I heard them saying really disgusting things about that at Jason Gerhard, he's representative here in New Hampshire's trial. He went to trial and lost just last Tuesday, not yesterday, but the one before, for filming in the federal courthouse, and he's going to appeal it. He's not going to pay the fine, and that's going to be a really interesting thing to watch. Do you have anything else for us in these last few?
Well, yeah, just you said she was so cucked. I actually replied something to that effect, and she said, what about people who get tickets for going 10 kilometers over the speed limit? Do I agree with it? No. Do I speed? Yes. If I get caught, I own it like an adult and not blame the system for my behavior.
Well, she should watch my video on Free Keen, the YouTube channel Free Keen, where I challenge and win and got rid of a parking ticket. She shouldn't be paying those either. Don't encourage these goons and parasites.
Never.
These
never
people
encourage
who think
these
they're,
thoughts.
They think that they're your owners. You have the right to drive quickly down a road, especially if you're paying for it. I find it really crazy to really look at the actual numbers of how many dollars in taxes you pay in a lifetime, and how much of your earnings go to someone else. It's no different than being a slave, even if it's only, 34% of your life?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, at what percent of your life are you not a slave? Is it 0? Is it 1? Is it 33? Is it 32?
Yeah, working for that. I think it was 34% of your dollars you make. So yeah. That
so
percent
essentially
of your life.
You're owned. You're a slave. You're pretty much a slave. The reason why you have, 60 some odd percent freedom is because the tax-paying cattle work better when they have the illusion of freedom.
Yeah, the other thing I think is also the Second Amendment. Well, okay, I don't want to call it that. I don't want to say because of the Second Amendment. I want to say because of the gun culture in the United States. Like, they would be, they'd have a much harder time forcing us to do things now because tons of Americans have guns, and tons of Americans have tons of guns. Than they had in Australia. They had a super easy time telling them during COVID what to do, and, like, absolutely over the line, crazy control. Like, nope, you can't get fast food from one city and bring it to another. No, you can't even leave your city and just, oh my God, some crazy stuff there.
You can't go swim in the ocean.
Wow, that's so crazy. Yeah, not that it was, like, great here or anything, but it would have been 10 times worse if we didn't have guns. But I also do agree with what you're saying, Riley, that one of the things that they do is give us somewhat of an illusion of freedom. And one of my friends, who's not a libertarian or anything, from Texas, kind of got into this conversation with him once where I was saying we're not really free in America. And he was like, it's worse here than in, like, a communist nation. And I was like, why? And he was like, because at least in, like, the communist nations, they're, like, just giving it to you straight. They're, like, telling you, like, you're owned by us. And you make, like, this illusion, this, like, lying is just so much worse. Like, people really believe that we don't live in, like, a communist nation or that our...
Yeah.
Our politicians are our servants and they work for us, when in reality, no, we are completely victimized by these people, and they're parasites on the people who are actually productive in life.
Well, and your gun rights, they tell you which guns you can have, what kind of bullets you can have.
Right.
So that way you feel like you're secure until they roll up to your house with a Bearcat.
Yeah.
And a machine gun.
And fully armored and right.
I still think, like, when they're targeting one person, like, it's absolutely... it's not even going to work if you just try to shoot at them. But I still think that all of the people having lots of guns makes it harder for them to just, go out and force everybody to stay in their house and force everybody to do this and that.
I mean, they did that,
the government
though.
To be more accountable, too.
But they did, but they couldn't go as far as they did in other countries, like locking people in their apartments.
Maybe.
I really think that I think that's a huge part of it. I'm not saying it's the only part. Like, some of it might be strategy. Like, they purposely didn't want to go too far.
I really hope it doesn't end up in America the way it did in Australia.
I think a lot of people are too scared to do anything back.
Yeah.
Like, to stand up for themselves.
That's true.
Well, when you abused people so long and indoctrinated people so long and showing all these crime shows, they're going to think, oh, they're going to come after me.
Yeah, the other thing about it is it's like they wouldn't want to stand up. Like, tons of people legitimately were just like, I'm just doing what they tell me to do because it's the right thing to do. Why?
Yeah.
Because they told me to do it.
Don't want to cause any waves.
Yeah.
Just go along to get along.
So that's definitely a huge reason I wanted to come to New Hampshire, because there's a group of people coming here for something called the Free State Project. And I just don't want to be around the type of people anymore who just go along to get along. And, my life is being destroyed under the boot of the United States government, those goons and killers and lunatics and thieves. And
despots.
All the people around me are just saying, like, well, just
go along to get along. It's just the way it is.
It's not a big deal.
We just got to vote for the right people, and hopefully they'll make it less. Hopefully we get beaten less by the slave masters.
Yeah, I can't deal with that kind of cuck mentality anymore.
I can't either. It's ridiculous. I'm not interested in being cucked by the state.
Right. So this article we were getting into in the last segment was telling us that one state, it ended up being New Jersey, pays $987,117 in a lifetime in taxes. And New Hampshire was sadly not far behind. It was like $766,000. It also has to do with, like, how much money you make. So, like, the average lifetime salary or earnings, at least in New Hampshire, are a lot higher than, I think, the highest in the country, if not like one of the like top three. Like maybe Massachusetts is a bit higher. So anyways, let's look at these other stats they give us. It says taxation is on many people's mind given the looming April 15th federal tax deadline, because this was written on the 11th. Quote, around this time of year, everybody has this come to Jesus moment. Oh my God, does it make sense to stay? Oh, I guess they meant to write, oh my God. That's so weird that they wrote it like that. It's O-M-I-G-O-D. So, oh my God, does it make sense to stay in the state of California or the state of Connecticut or the state of New Jersey? Unquote. That's Katie Song, chief financial planner at Domain Money. The COVID-19 pandemic, aka the lockdowns by the government, allowed many workers to live far from their employers. Millions of Americans have migrated from state to state in the pandemic years, untethered from the office by the remote work boom.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
TJ the Spy, what's on your mind?
TJ.
How's it going, Riley and Davani? Are you guys holding up?
Oh, dude, we're doing good for the most part.
Lori is here, too. I don't know if you met Lori while you were here.
No.
I haven't met Lori.
Hi.
What's on your mind, TJ?
Hello? I wanted to just call in and let you know that May 17th is the deadline for the Ian Freeman's appeal of his criminal conviction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just like, people were asking me at the, like, what's going on with his appeal and what's going to happen. I said, well, it's May. They've extended the briefing filing deadline to May 17th. And then the government has 30 days to file a response, and then Ian has 30 days to file another response to their response, and then the government has 30 days to file a fourth and final response. So anyway, it looks like May, June, July, August. It looks like this will be going to oral argument sometime in August, unless there's more delays.
Yep. So I'm kind of excited, honestly, because sometime in May, I've been told Ian's lawyers will be filing their first paperwork for the appeal. I'm not really sure what this paperwork will be called, but they'll be filing.
It's called the principal brief.
Their principal brief. Wow, they have all these stupid names for this crap.
They do.
Yeah, there's the principal brief. There's the reply brief. There's the sir reply. And so like, it's basically a two-round volley. So you got your one, two, like the response, and then you get like, well, what they forgot in the response is this, and then they get a fourth and final say. And then once they've done those two back and forth, then it's time for oral arguments.
All right.
And that's where we can go. We can actually go, you know, when they have that, we can actually go and hear the oral arguments, I think.
Oh, I was asking Ian that recently. He said he doesn't know for sure, but he'll find out for me. But definitely if they do, I want to go.
Probably I'd can't love record. To go as well.
I doubt they'll let you record. It's probably like a federal courthouse. I don't know if it's in Boston. Is that where it's going to be?
Yeah, the First Circuit Court of Appeals, wherever they're headquartered, I think they're in Boston, because they have jurisdiction over New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine.
Okay, well, hey, did you hear the question that a girl on TikTok asked about my situation with Ian?
No, I didn't. What was it?
So a girl on TikTok, apparently, the man who runs our TikTok, his name is Jeremy West, he called in to say that a girl commented on TikTok and said, why is Bonnie mad at the system? Shouldn't she be mad at her husband for breaking a law? And I want to know what that makes you, what do you think about that?
Well, you have to understand that Ian is on a mission from God to get Bitcoin in the hands of as many average Joes as possible.
Yeah.
And whenever you try and do something like that, you're going to get, you know, jail time. And I'd like to, you know, just take this moment to tell about the story of Paul and Silas in jail.
Okay.
And nothing, not even jail could stop them from offering salvation to the prison guard when the earthquake came and the prison guard was about to kill himself because, oh my God, the prisoners escaped.
Yeah.
And Paul and Silas said, we're still here. And the guard said, what must I do to be saved? And the Paul and Silas said, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then that was the first convert or proselyte to the Christian church. And I just said, Ian's kind of like Paul and Silas in the fact that, you know, prison is not going to stop him from selling Bitcoin to the average Joe.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if he intends to keep selling Bitcoin, but he'll definitely keep proselytizing, you know, getting people to understand it. And that's another thing. Like, they've kind of created, like, something that can't be stopped in getting arrested. Like, I'm always telling people about Bitcoin. I've gotten, honestly, countless people at this point to be able to understand and use cryptocurrency like I just talk about on the radio. And on top of that, just people in real life come to me. Today, I got somebody to download their first ever crypto wallet and sent them some. Like, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
That's so cool, Bonnie.
Thank you.
My response to the person who said, shouldn't you be mad at this, you know, your husband for breaking the law, and say, well, he didn't break the law. He was a dupe, a patsy, a fall guy. You know, and we can go back and rehash about what coulda, shoulda, would have been done. But the fact is, a jury of 12 has spoken, and whether we agree with it or not, you know, that's what, you know, they've said. And I kind of view it as, Ian, if he wants to donate the money so that all the scam victims can get their money back, I think that's a good thing. I just wish he didn't have to do it, because that 100 Bitcoin that he lost is a lot of money.
It sure is.
Yep, but it's definitely a lot of money. Divided it up among the people that lost a lot of money getting scammed by people other than Ian.
Yes.
But for some reason, the government said, well, somebody's got to help these old people.
Somebody's got to pay.
This is CNBC.com. Says Costco selling as much as $200 million in gold bars monthly. Wells Fargo estimates.
When I saw that headline last week, mm-hmm. you know, gold and silver had been going up in price. So when I bought silver back at the end of March, it was around $25 an ounce. Now it's up to almost $29 an ounce.
Oh, wow. Silver, you said?
Yeah. So, I mean, my investment's gone up a few bucks.
Yeah, already.
But when I saw this, I got really excited because Costco is promoting gold? This is exciting.
I always get shocked I get shocked all the time by the things that get sold in Costco. Like, they actually have birth control. You can buy, like, a 3-pack at Costco over the counter.
Wow.
And it's
pretty cool.
It's like the real stuff, like norestrogen. I don't know. But yeah, like regular birth control. I found that really weird. I don't go there or shop there. I don't even know if there's one near me. And I never really have shopped at Costco. But sometimes I'll see something like that on the internet and I'm like, whoa, that's weird. Or that they sell gold.
I was under the impression that you had to have a prescription to buy birth control.
I know, right? I thought so too. So I don't know what state that was in. Maybe I should have looked more into it, but I saw like a picture of it and people talking about it on Twitter.
Interesting.
Like, that's crazy. But it was like more expensive. Everybody was saying like, oh, with my insurance, I don't pay, like, I think it was like $70 for 3 months supply. I pay
right, because we're all paying for your birth control.
Yeah. That's a good point. So I guess you can buy gold bars at Costco. It says gold has turned into money for Costco. What? Gold has turned into money? Okay, anyways. I guess money's a legal term, so I don't really care that much what they want to call it. But gold has turned into money for Costco, where yellow metal sales begun last year have turned into a cash cow for the big box retailer. In fact, sales are so brisk that analysts at Wells Fargo expect revenue may now be running at $100 million to $200 million a month. A rapid acceleration since bullion hit the warehouse club late in the summer of 2023.
The thing I find most exciting about this is that a lot of people are waking up to the fact that gold and silver are actually real money. And what's exciting about that is we have been lied to about the paper notes and the digits in our bank account. That's not real money. That's fake money. That's not sound money. Yeah, we have a digital representation of money as a cryptocurrency. We can exchange that around the world. But gold and silver have had value for centuries. And the reason why they have value is because they're useful. And Silver Dave has said that on this show. He said it's useful. It's useful for electronics and things like that. And people have found its use and value in societies, in major civilizations. So we treat it as money. And we value it as money because it's money.
Yep. And it's just nice for people to be able to just see it in the store, too, because, like, honestly, I don't think I've ever been just walking in a store and, you know, you walk past the potatoes and you walk past the razors for shaving your legs and then you walk past the gold bars. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Usually I feel like you got to get it online or buy it from a gold and silver shop, which I've never even been in one. This one's a little annoying. Says student members of an unofficial club at New Jersey school are under investigation for alleged racism and harassment. So let's see, who's the bad guy here? I don't know. I haven't actually read this story. But it says a South Jersey school district and local police are investigating incidents of racial bias among high school students. This includes the creation of the so-called White Student Union, a non-sanctioned club at Collingswood High School in Camden County. Students say kids in the club often racially harass other students. Well, that's not nice. It says high school administrators also informed the district that the students engaged in unacceptable actions. But that's the thing I kind of want to know about. Like,
what are they?
Is it just unacceptable to have a white kids club, or is it actually unacceptable actions? It says it's been crazy in school probably since last year, said Kaimani Wharton. She says racial incidents at Collingswood High School have reached a new level recently. I saw a lot of different things in school. It was like racial slurs, the ninth grader recalled. Members of the club reportedly call other students racial slurs. It's just one of the allegations now at the center of an investigation. The other thing is, like, it'd be so easy to just be like, I don't like that they have their white kids club. Like, I'm just going to claim that they call me a racial slur.
And even if they did, the fact that words are illegal,
yeah, that's true.
Is absurd.
It is. It's very absurd. And I
can't hurt you, yeah, literally with my words. I can say any words at you and you will not be injured.
Yeah.
I wonder.
They can.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wonder if this has some connection to the fact that these kids have been locked up in their homes for a year or so.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because
antisocial
of a virus.
Behavior.
And now they're becoming antisocial because they got to spend some time on the interwebs.
Well, maybe they're just bad people, too.
Mm-hmm. That's entirely possible.
They could just be bad people, and that's fine. Bad people exist.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, I don't think it's right to hit someone over calling you a mean name. But honestly, I just feel like instead of, like, going to the cops, like, why don't you do something about it? Like, if somebody's calling you a racial slur, like, you know, beat them up. They kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't literally think that's self-defense or anything like that, but like it's just like people need to learn to get along together, and sometimes that involves like when someone's being annoying. Like, I'm so happy I had siblings, for example.
Oh, I
because
agree.
Instead of like going to school and being like, what, I can say whatever I want and then getting beat up in school, like I just learned that from my siblings. Like,
yeah.
Oh, don't do this annoying behavior. I see that annoys people. You
and
know,
this is what siblings do is they socialize you in a way that helps you deal with the real world or
right.
potentially deal with the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my thing is these people are terrible, obviously,
mm-hmm.
using racial slurs or calling someone names or whatever.
Yeah, if it's true.
Means you're a bad person, right? And so why do you care what bad people say to you? Why do you care their opinion of you? Just
yeah.
be like, cool.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's a good point.
Just don't care.
And just like, you know, don't associate with them. And like most people will probably not associate with them. And
yeah.
They'll find their own consequences that way. And then they'll be sorry. So it doesn't necessarily have to be beating them up. It's just that I feel like that's probably what's going to happen. But it's just even lamer if you're just like, I'm not even going to beat you up. I'm going to go tell the teacher. And you're in high school. It says it's bothersome. Okay, so wait. No, I missed something. It says the Camden County Prosecutor's Office confirmed it is working with the Collingswood Police Department on an investigation into the alleged racial incidents. And honestly, you are actually threatening people's lives a lot more if you're bringing cops into the school than if you just beat them up. It's bothersome, especially this day and age, to think that it's still going on and the stuff kids have to deal with, said Kiana Wharton, Kaimani's mother. Collingswood school officials say they cannot discuss the details of the incident as the investigation is ongoing, but Superintendent Fred McDowell sent a letter to the school community. He addressed a racial bias incident that reportedly took place before spring break. And the other thing is, like, racial bias incident, like, that's an incident. Like, people should be allowed to have racial biases.
They
even
should
if
be allowed to, yes.
Even any bias you want.
Yeah.
Even if
I don't like the idea of a racial bias, yeah. But you should be allowed to have a racial bias.
It's a racial bias incident. You're just not allowed to do that if you're in public school. One thing I forgot to mention I thought was kind of funny. So these kids made an unofficial club called the White Student Union, and the police are going and investigating it. One thing I thought was funny is it ends this article on 6abc.com with anyone with information on this incident is urged to contact the police immediately.
Oh, they didn't tell us what the incident is.
Right, that's true.
Oh, because a club was created and people said some things?
All I'm saying is it's just like so bad whenever the police ask people to rat on each other.
It's ridiculous. Like,
it's like 1984 for real.
Oh, it definitely is 1984. Like, did we not learn any lessons from reading that book? Why did you want to go down this route?
People don't read.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Most people probably haven't read it.
Or if they're Christians, at least I've noticed in a lot of Christians groups, they say, well, it's the last days, and so in reference to the Israeli conflict going on with Palestine, they're like, oh, well, the Bible says it's going to happen, so we just need to let it happen. No!
Oh, that's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
We need to stop these stupid wars from happening. It wasn't the prediction of what's going to happen. It's, hey, this could happen. Maybe you shouldn't go down this direction.
That's a good way, or an interesting
even
way
if your
to look
God's coming back to save you, you shouldn't go down this direction.
This is one thing I like about like the Swedenborgian Christians is they say that the whole Bible is kind of like, so the tarot is another example of something that's a book that it's a deck of cards, but it's a book because it tells so many stories in the least amount, I mean, in no words, in just images, and it portrays so much information to people. That's what the Swedenborgians believe about the Bible, that it's just kind of stories that, you know, get across so many things. So, like, so many, like, it's like a microcosm of the macrocosm. That's what the tarot is all about, is, like, they have, like, the 21, I think it is, major arcana cards, and then they have the small the other one that has like 72 cards in it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is, like, it's big things that can comment on like your whole life in each of those major arcana cards. It conveys a bunch of information, so that's what they're saying. That's what the Swedenborgians believe about the Bible. And I don't like have a complete perfect like understanding of what they think about that, but I was like, that's like a quick way to kind of describe it to people, get across what I'm trying to say or what I understand about it. And so the Swedenborgians like will put out videos saying like, please don't believe that this conflict needs to happen, because that's all it's all, you know, a parable to get you to understand certain truths, like in their in their viewpoint. They believe that the Bible is all parables in order to get you to understand certain truths.
Yeah, that's probably the perspective I would take. Like, the Bible is just a parable. It's a book of parables that we as society need to learn from and not go down these stupid directions of, you know, bringing on the disastrous consequences of war or ruining our money or not paying attention to humanity.
I just think that in not loving humans, like the idea that like the 30,000, I think, Gazans and Palestinians that have died.
Is it up 30,000 now?
It was up to 30,000 months ago, like last time I looked at it. So that's why last time Ian sent me stuff about it.
That's horrible. That's a lot of people.
Yep, it's a genocide. And how could you possibly call that self-defense? Like that when the state of Israel got attacked once and now 30,000 people are killed months and months into this, and people keep saying stuff like it's Israel self-defending itself.
I saw a story about them approving an ambulance to go and help a child,
mm-hmm.
and then striking the ambulance and blowing
Whoa.
It up.
Wow.
That sounds like self-defense.
Yeah. It sounds like self-defense to me, Israel. You're making yourself to look like a horrible ally.
Dangerous ambulance, dangerous children.
Sounds a lot like the United States, so maybe it's not making them look like a horrible ally.
Oh, you might be right.
One thing about all this is I just like how the Swedenborgians say, like, don't try to make this about You know, just like don't turn a blind eye to bad things happening and try to blame the Bible. Like, I kind of like that view. And the other thing about it is I think that the typical American Christians have like become completely immoral because of just like, you know, saying that they can do whatever they want because their God says they can. It's like just as bad as like, I mean, it happens all the time with Muslims, and they love to point it out with the Muslims. Like,
yep.
You know, that tons of Muslims do tons of bad things in the name of saying like, oh, well, we're allowed to because Allah tells us to. Well, Christians are the same way in the United States. Like, oh, we can go kill all the Gazans because our God told us we can. Christian McGee, 16, was suspended from Central Davidson High School. It says, for 3 days from Central Davidson High School after using the term during a classroom discussion about word meanings. So they're having a discussion about word meanings and he still got suspended for using a word.
It wasn't even like in a derogatory manner. It was just they were talking.
I don't know yet. That's really a good question.
So for me, I mean, here on Free Talk Live, we don't generally use the term illegal alien to describe people because, you know, I think
it's purposely derogatory.
It is derogatory because you're talking about people crossing borders freely. Now, I may disagree with this boy's opinions on a lot of things, and that's okay. He's probably where I was when I was 16, and I can empathize with him. He still has the right to use the term illegal alien, and he shouldn't be suspended from school from doing so.
Actually, I mean, he should get a choice to leave.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think any words should be banned.
I don't either.
Me either. I think, like, you can totally face consequences of saying mean things to some guy that's bigger than you. Like,
yeah.
Like, you will learn that way. Like, maybe I should cooperate with my fellow human beings and not, you know, call them bad words.
Right.
And this is the thing. Like, so many people like to do this thing where they're like, I should be free. Like, so many people in, like, the right-wing, like, right-wing people, like, in Young Americans for Liberty, tons of them are, like, right-wingers. And I had to, I did work with them, not I had to, but I had to be around these right wingers thinking I was like going to be with all libertarians. And tons of them would like have this discussion over and over again. Like, I should be able to say the N word and like, I'll just say it if I want to. And it's like, yeah, you do have the right to say it, but like also you should have the right to do tons of things that offend people, but you don't do it because you don't want to. It's why do you want to do it?
It's a matter of principle. You may have the right to do something.
And you should not get in prison for it. That doesn't mean everybody has to be happy about it.
There shouldn't be any manufactured consequences. There should be natural consequences.
Right,
for
I
these
agree.
Things. Like, so people don't want to be your friend.
Yeah,
people don't want to talk to you.
If you're a racist, bigot, homophobe, then you're not going to be hanging out with those types of people. So, I mean, obviously that's
a
social construct. Yeah,
right. If I ran a business and there's someone in my business, you know, calling people slurs and being hateful, I'm just going to be like, get out.
Get out. Right.
I'm not
going to
serve you.
Yeah, I'm not going to serve that.
Right. So like, yeah, exactly. There should be natural consequences, but the idea you should go and tell the cops that a student in your class is creating a white student union or maybe saying illegal aliens, like this culture is so bad. I think it's so disgusting and terrible to try to police other people in this way. And kids are learning to do this in school. It's so disgusting. It says, Christian questioned the term alien in an assignment, asking if it referred to space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards. So that's the quote.
Oh, that's the quote.
Wow.
They're suspending him over that?
His comment reportedly offended another student.
Oh, poor student.
Who physically threatened McGee, leading to the involvement of school authorities.
Hey, did the kid who threatened him get suspended?
Yeah, I do wonder that.
Yeah. Are these so-called school authorities or are they real school authorities?
It probably just means like the cops that work at the school, but I'm not sure.
Well, authority doesn't exist. It's merely a social construct. So these so-called authorities.
Right. He says, I didn't make a statement directed towards anyone. I asked a question. Christian told the Carolina Journal. And it's showing pictures of him getting his first car, him with his parents. They definitely like just like have a very Republican look, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it does.
It's probably like coming from his parents, you know?
Yeah.
It says his comment reportedly offended another student. So that's just like a repeat of what I was saying earlier. It says, I wasn't speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other countries needs green cards. And the term illegal alien is an actual term that I hear on the news and can find in the dictionary. well, I didn't know it's in the dictionary. Like, that's crazy. They suspended him for saying something that's in the dictionary.
Yeah.
His suspension could impact his chance of securing an athletic scholarship for college as he played on his school's track and cross country teams. Like, I'm not like all for like sports. Sports are so stupid, but it is kind of sad that he would miss out on an opportunity just because this person was offended. Like, seriously, you have to be so soft to get offended and need the authorities to protect you. Over words.
Well, I think people have the right to be offended, and they should be offended and not go to the authorities. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just don't go to the authorities. And even like something like, all right, saying something that's like extremely racially motivated and fighting words, like somebody should kind of expect that they may get assaulted over something like that. Like, I mean, like, you should just kind of know that could be a consequence. But the idea of just saying, is this alien like space aliens or illegal aliens who need green cards? Like, how is that fighting words? That is like, you're just another level of like a sensitive Sally, yeah. Honestly.
This is from redstate.com, which I think is like a Republican leaning opinion.
That makes sense.
Journal.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. So it says California lawmakers are moving to create a genealogy office that would help determine an individual's eligibility for reparations. The Deep Blue State has long flirted with ludicrous proposals to spend hundreds of billions of dollars so they can dearly afford those claiming to be the descendants of slaves. While previous proposals indicated that they might be willing to hand out checks to anyone who merely identifies as black, lawmakers are now seeking to create an agency that would help assess eligibility. This would presumably involve testing the DNA of applicants. This is SB 1403, authored by State Senator Stephen Bradford. It would establish the California American Freedmen Affairs Agency. The bill would direct CAFA to implement suggestions from the state's reparations task force.
It's just kind of ridiculous considering the fact that no one alive today is a freedman.
So another thing is, if you're going to take a DNA test to say that you are owed reparations because you have ancestors who were slaves, mm-hmm. right? Which is already ludicrous. So many people are of mixed ancestry that these reparations are going to end up going to white people.
Yeah. Or people whose ancestors were slave owners as well as slaves.
Or people whose, you know, yeah, ancestors were slave owners.
Yeah.
So how does any of this make any sense? None of it makes any sense. I don't think anyone should be getting reparations.
I don't either.
Anyone alive today that didn't do anything to them.
Yes. Nobody did anything to you.
People, why should I pay for it?
Right. Why should I be paying for... why is anyone paying for the sins of their fathers?
Yeah.
Or their father's fathers.
Yeah. And that's really... honestly, that's like... gets to the point it's almost like sad. It's like people shouldn't be paying for anything that their ancestors did. And the
absolutely.
Excuse is always...
people should be punished for the things they're doing, not what their ancestors did.
The excuse is always, oh, well, you are still benefiting from what they did. And I don't see any way that like white people are benefiting more from the way the United States is set up than anyone else.
Like, and then say somebody who moved here and became a citizen from Italy and is paying taxes in California. And then they're going to take those taxes from that person and pay somebody reparations for something that they literally had no part of ever.
Or just like Mexicans, like they were not a part of that at all.
Anyone.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, I mean, maybe there were some Mexicans owned slaves, but like there's always these little stories here and there like, well, technically a couple of Mexicans owned slaves. That doesn't mean that all the Mexicans alive today, you know, owe reparations to black people. I don't know. Are they going to somehow take it out of only white people's bank accounts too?
Right, it's going to come out of the taxes, I assume.
Mm-hmm. So just like everyone?
Yeah, just everybody.
The Asians?
So the Asians are being stolen from, black people are being stolen from too. And,
yeah, and they're taking your own money and handing it back to you also for this.
So stupid. Like, the government is best at breaking your leg and handing you a crutch and saying, aren't you glad we're here for you?
It's your own crutch too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We pulled this out of your closet from the last time we broke your leg. Here you go.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We saved you some money.
Yeah. The bill would direct CAFA to implement suggestions from the state's reparations task force, a body created by the state legislature, which recommended that eligible black residents of California could be owed up to $1.2 million. Chief among the task force.
What is that supposed to mean? Like, not each, obviously.
Each.
What?
Each.
Well, how? How could each person get $1 million?
$1.2 million from all the tax money from everybody else.
How? I mean, how are they going to raise that much money? That's crazy.
They just take more money from you.
Every black person?
I guess.
Or I guess it's like eligible as in like you'd have to prove that your ancestors were slaves. But how do you do that with a DNA test anyway?
I assume they would have to have DNA that lines up with the DNA of other people from certain regions of Africa.
Hmm. Whoa. But what if you sneak in because you just lived there in Africa and then you moved here later? That's just all so crazy.
Yeah, you moved here later and like nobody in your family was ever a slave or...
That's terrible.
It is. Chief among the task force recommendations was the creation of CAFAs as a cabinet-level agency to implement any of the task force recommendations that are enacted by the state legislature and signed by the governor.
Honestly, that would be like a top-tier level type of scam if somebody from Africa right now moves here and, you know, creates a fake identity for themselves, applies for reparations, gets $1.2 million from the state of California.
That's genius.
Yeah.
There you go.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.